Hey everybody, it's your girl Aromobix Rose and we are in the Goddess Lounge. And today is Freedom Friday. What are you freeing yourself from on today? But before we get into the Friday message, listen up really quick. If you are not following me on Instagram and Twitter, please be sure to do so. It is there you will find information on booking intuitive readings with me, girl talk sessions where we hash out any issues you feel you may be having and come up with solutions more than problems and excuses and whatever else it is we tend to come up with to cope. It is also there where we'll engage in dialogue and conversation. And if you are a small business owner, or if you just own a business and you would like to promote through the Goddess Lounge podcast, just send me your information so I can shout you out on the next episode and share you in my Instagram stories and posts, okay? So once again, if you are not following me on Instagram or Twitter, please be sure to do so at the Goddess Lounge Podcast. Once again, at the Goddess Lounge Podcast. Social media handle for both Instagram and Twitter. Moving forward, it is Freedom Friday, y'all. And today, I free myself from the opinion of others. I don't know why that has been such a heavy topic lately. And maybe because of all the things that's going on in the world and, you know, just the way social media has been on fire with opinions lately. When do they not have opinions? Whew. Anywho, Freedom Friday. So this is the thing. A lot of us saw that Tiffany Haddish, who I happen to think is a dope person because she's authentically herself and doesn't care what people think. She shaved her head. I mean, bold. All the way bold, okay? And I just so happened to watch the live when she was doing that. And I was really disappointed to see so many Black women bashing her. You know, calling her ugly, telling her she looked weird, and her having to say, no, I don't. I'm pretty. What are y'all talking about? I really feel like she handled that very well. But the eyes are the windows of the soul. And in my, you know, opinion, what I got from that, looking in her eyes, I could tell that she was hurt. And I feel like she might have been disappointed. But at the same time, when you went through a lot of the things that she went through in her past and things that she do talk about in her book, like, you know, you can't break a person like that. You cannot break a person that has survived the things that she has survived. And I was very disappointed because who are we to decide how something looks on somebody? So while today I've decided to free myself from the opinions of others and just do me, I'm using this as an example because I really feel like this. The way that society has divided us as Black women, light skin versus dark skin, you know what I'm saying? And this has been happening since back in slavery times. You had your kitchen slaves, you had your field slaves, you know what I'm saying? You everybody had a place. And unfortunately, I do feel like there is still generational trauma from those times that have traveled down generation to generation. The fact that what someone else does to their body or their hair, and if it brings them happiness, the fact that anyone would be bothered by that is completely ridiculous. I honestly feel like you must really not truly be in full alignment with yourself if you can sit up there and, you know, say all these mean and hurtful things to a person who didn't do anything to you. I think what she did was beautiful. She said something that was so key. She said, I know every mole that's on every part of my body. I literally was like, I get that. She wants to know herself. She wants to know herself inside out. And there's absolutely, positively nothing wrong with that. Like she said, she knows she has a mole in her head. She has a scar from a surgery. I can't remember if it was a surgery or an incident, but she has a scar in her head she wants to look at. She has a gray patch that she embraces and loves. Like, what the hell? Why are y'all so bothered by what someone else's truth is? Why are y'all bothered by what someone else's truth is? And can we please stop using the fact that it's on social media as an excuse? as an excuse to be assholes. Because while everybody is sitting up here making an opinion or just a judgment or just being a mean girl, let's call it for what it is. While everyone is, you know, is being a mean girl and sharing her shit and just being mean about it, my thing is this. She still got more money than y'all. That's number one, okay? She has a thriving career. She has her tribe. And she's living her best life. This woman can travel anywhere in the world she wants to go. Anywhere she wants to go. Meanwhile, all y'all know is Miami. It doesn't feel good when somebody would go there with you. So why would you go there with another individual who has brought you no harm? No harm. I just feel like this. With all of the racism, with all of the classism, with all of the, you know what I'm saying, the back and forths, the fights that they, you know, share with us on social media, you know, women fighting and, you know, especially Black women, they seem to share those more. Anything that is derogatory that will bring us down or make us look bad has been viral on social media, has been viral on the internet, has been viral in the media forever. Why do y'all keep falling for the okie doke, the oop juke, and making it seem like we are an unsupportive race of our own? So what? You feel like that look is not her. That's not up to you, boo-boo. That's not up to you. That has nothing to do with you. In fact, it ain't even your business. And if you did not care for it, honestly, you could have kept scrolling and minded the business that pays you. Meanwhile, she's sitting on a live, shaving her head, and her account is still adding up. What do you gain from bringing another individual down? What do you gain from being a bully? What do you gain from being, you know, a professional asshole behind a keyboard? You don't gain anything. All you do is show where you're insecure at. That lets me know that, you know, a lot of you, unfortunately, wouldn't be comfortable. If something transpired in the world where there was no hair to buy, there was nothing we could do, and we had to live no hair, no makeup, no jewelry, no nothing, a lot of you would be uncomfortable with yourselves. And that right there, to me, is a bigger concern. You are beautifully and wonderfully made. There is no ugly individual. I don't feel like anyone is ugly. I feel like all of us are unique and beautiful in our own way. You know what I'm saying? Some of us, our internal just outshines everything, and it makes the outside of us, the exterior, you know, just glow and shine brighter. And yes, maybe because I consciously choose to see that in people. However, I just want to know who in the hell died and made y'all the judge of what's beautiful, what's not beautiful, what's, you know, right, what's wrong, what's, you know, like, where is this coming from? I've done the big chop myself three times, maybe four. It's four. So each time I did it, man, different experience every time. My curl pattern growing different every time. And every time I did it, I learned something about myself. It forced me to embrace my eye shape, my nose, my lips that I felt were small, that I used to hate my mouth, y'all. I used to hate my lips. I used to hate my teeth. I used to hate so many things about myself. I used to hate how big I was, how round my face, you know, was, everything. And it wasn't until I did that I realized that some of the things I was critiquing about myself was some of my best features. I have a round face, but I got a bomb-ass smile. I have some beautiful, naturally blushed cheeks. Like, you can't buy that. You can buy it in a compact, but I mean, I don't even need blush. It's, you know what I'm saying? I have great skin. And I don't have a basic, like, skincare regimen. I drink lots of water, and I don't put a bunch of oils and things like that on my skin. I exfoliate. And you know what I'm saying? I keep it toned here and there. And when I tone with natural things. I tone with things like lemon juice, and you know what I'm saying, or ACV. Like, I don't, and I'm telling you guys, I'm a former MAC girl. Like, hello, I'm a former makeup artist. Like, what? And it was through that experience I actually learned how to love myself, because no matter what I did, I didn't fit in with my coworkers. I didn't fit in, you know, unfortunately, with that brand. I didn't, it just wasn't me. It wasn't me. And I say that to say this, everything that glitters isn't gold. Some of you are so beautiful, but when y'all open your mouths, man, like, really? We have an entire world full of racists and bigots who are already against us. Why are you publicly tearing this woman who looked like you down? It does not, it doesn't make sense. I don't feel that there's a justification for that. And there's nothing no one can tell me to make me feel differently about that. I'm always one to root for the underdog anyway, just off default. You know, I've been there. I know what it's like to be bullied. I know what it's like to be talked about and people make assumptions about you. I know what it's like for people to stalk my social media and sit at home in their room and make up ideas and scenarios that aren't true about my personality and my character instead of getting to know me for themselves. I know what it's like to be bashed by women that look like me. I've struggled with this my entire life. And the thing about it is this. The change of that starts with us. We can't be talking about women empowerment. We can't be talking about sisterhood. And y'all can't even say nothing nice to somebody who ain't done nothing to you. You can't even, like, if you don't have nothing nice to say, then just don't say nothing at all. But, like, come on, can we stop being internet bullies? We don't want to have the conversation about how other Black women attack Black women based off of how they look. Oh, she too big to be wearing this. I'm just saying, I wouldn't do it. Nobody asked you. Yeah, you're fit, but them shorts might still give you a yeast infection, but nobody's sitting up there raining on your damn parade. So, on today, I have chosen to free myself from the opinion and judgments of others. I am going to live my best life, and I am going to do what makes me feel good, and I am not going to be moved by the opinions or judgments of anyone else who I know don't love me, don't like me, don't care for me, and real talk, just don't know me. Because if I feel good in it, and baby, if my husband love it, why do I give a fuck what you think? She said it on there. She was like, you know what? Somebody's still going to smash me. Like, and she's right. Like, what? She's not missing out or missing anything because of an action she took that was liberating for herself, that was helping her know herself even more intimately. And I honestly think she was brave, bold, and amazing for doing that live. I think that she's a dope person. I think that she's funny. And more importantly, I just think that, you know, Tiffany does Tiffany. Like, a lot of y'all do y'all. And it's funny because some of y'all that's commenting on her, like, I know you guys personally. And I know some of your skeletons. And I'm just looking really confused, like, my housewife, how are you even saying anything about her? It's just like the people who are critiquing girls with only fan pages. Some of y'all do that for free and get nothing in return but STDs, baby mama drama, and betrayal. And it's like, you got to heal from that. So while you're healing from that, who in the hell put a cape around your neck and told you to go attack another woman when you have your own plate of circumstances you need to deal with? Mind the business that pays you. Because while you're pointing your finger and tearing her down, it could be a lot of things said about you too. And just because your skeletons or just because your full life in its entirety is not on public display does not mean that you are exempt from someone putting their opinion and their judgment on you either. How about we just let everybody live their life? She is not harming anybody. She is not, you know what I'm saying, out here being an asshole to people. Like, she's literally minding her business and doing her and just sharing a piece of her journey with you. And if you get anything else off of that, you got some deep-rooted issues you need to work out. And that's my opinion. That's my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Since we've just given out opinions. You know what I mean? Like, and another thing is this. One of my Facebook friends, I'm not going to speak on her name. You know what I'm saying? But she said something. She said, you know, and I quote, I feel like that you don't have to be bald-headed to embrace your natural beauty, was one of the things she said. And I want to make sure that I'm repeating the right conversation, because I don't want, you know, nothing coming my way being said out of pocket, okay? But basically, her perspective was simply that, why do we have to cut our hair off to be considered beautiful? And more importantly, why is it that that is what's defined as, you know, as beautiful, or, you know, embracing your natural beauty and so forth? So, you know, this is my thought. So what she said was, but why have we equated going bald with loving yourself and being natural? It's overweight other ways to do both those. To put so much weight on being bald is what I don't get. Being bald is not a representation of that. It's being forced. I wish somebody would think they natural. I'm not, because I have hair on my head and they don't. Okay. And what I explained to her was, I did the big chop 3 or 4 times, and honestly, it's liberating. And it's another type of freedom that I can't even put into words. I have this curly big fro now, and I love that too. For me, it helped me learn to love me as I am. It got my hair healthy. And I think that going completely bald is brave. And think about it. They always equate us by our hair in this society anyway. And you know what I'm saying? And it's unfortunate. But I just want us to reclaim our beauty and set our own standards in all its diversity and say screw everyone else's beauty standards and opinions. However, the world we live in won't even let us do that. Hell, they won't even let us be black. So I suggested that maybe, you know, you got some tips how we can embrace ourselves in the natural state. I'm an open-minded person, and I'm definitely willing to hear you out. Share that. However, I definitely don't feel like people who are going bald are forcing anything down anyone's throat. I think they are just sharing their journey, telling you why they did it, and showing you that they did what they said they were going to do. I honestly think people are just sharing their journey. I think social media has just turned into a judgment zone. And I honestly just feel like people are too opinionated on certain things that has nothing to do with them personally. If Tiffany Haddish is comfortable with herself to go bald, why does it make anyone outside of her feel any kind of way? It's her life, her happiness, her hair. And hair is just hair. It'll grow back. The hair doesn't define a person. And I mean, just because she is a celebrity doesn't give us the right to say, oh, that look is not it for her, especially when career-wise, she is where she is. And we are where we are. She got a publicist. She got what she needed on her team to make sure she's making the right decisions. You know, you can see when a person has some self-love and self-esteem issues. And my thing is, you know, in little areas, you can see that. So why bash her? I don't think the message isn't to be bald to love yourself. I think it's to love yourself no matter what. Hair or no hair, fat or skinny, short or tall. I learned to love myself and liberate myself, and it was an exhilarating experience. And honestly, if you never done it, you wouldn't understand. Coco Chanel said, a woman who cuts her hair changes her life. And it is so much truth to that. But I do think it's shallow to think that a person isn't pretty unless we approve of their styling or their hairstyle or their makeup. I mean, this woman is still doing projects and making millions. So, you know, unfortunately, I had to agree to disagree with my Facebook friend, you know, but like I said, we don't have to entertain or give it our energy if we don't, and we don't have to receive that if there's some type of motive being pushed with going bald. And I mean, I just won't stand for women bashing women, period. I don't stand for women bashing women, period. Okay. And when I did that myself, when I used to do that myself, it was because it was coming from a hurt place. It was because that's what I was used to. not just from growing up being bullied, but just even things in my home life. So I said all that to say this, okay? To all of my women out there who are doing a big chop, all of my natural, beautiful women, okay? Whether you have the big chop or frontal, look in the mirror and be happy with what you see for you. And if you want to modify and change something about yourself because it'll make you feel good, it'll make you feel liberated, and it will be an exhilarating experience for you, do that. But you do not, by any means necessary, have to bring down another individual to make yourself feel good. Because when it's all said and done, you're not really making yourself feel good for real. The issues that you're trying to cover up will still be there. Free yourself from that. Free yourself from judging yourself. Free yourself from beating up on yourself. Free yourself from judging others and making assumptions and always having an unwelcome opinion about why somebody else is doing what they're doing. Because 9 times out of 10, it's not your business. And if they are not hurting anyone, killing anyone, if they are not, hell, harming themselves, or even being disrespectful, I really just don't see a reason to bring another woman down. That's one spectrum. The other spectrum is simply this. I am not, even if I don't agree with what my sister is doing, I'm not bringing her down. I have maybe 4 people in my life right now that I've distanced myself from because I don't agree with the way they move all the time. It doesn't mean I love them any less. It doesn't mean I don't respect them. It means while you moving how you moving, I got to step back and I need to focus on me and I'm going to just let you do you. But hell, I'm still rooting for them to win. Why? Because when it's all said and done, this journey, this life, it's a learning experience. It's a lifetime of education. There's no quick way to master life. So once again, it is Freedom Friday. And I free myself from your judgment, your critique, and your unwelcomed opinion that I did not ask for. And this is from now all the way back into my childhood. I let it all go. Because when I look in the mirror, I see a beautifully flawed individual who is simply on a journey of healing and loving herself, being observant about her actions and her reactions, learning what it means and learning and absorbing information so that she knows, hey, this is ego, or hey, this is humility. Hey, you're getting a little big head, be a little humble, calm yourself down. Hey, you should be more confident about this. A healing journey, a loving yourself journey, you know what I'm saying? It requires self-awareness, self-observation. It does require you to do the shadow work and see what's good with yourself. But you can't, you know, I'm not going to say you can't because you can do whatever you want to do. You have free will. But I will say this. I myself cannot do all this work, all this research, all this therapy, all this, you know what I'm saying, podcasting and sharing my experience and being transparent with you guys. I can't do all of that and then say, oh, she looked like this and she looked like that and she this. Why is and she even coming out of my mouth in the first place? I have to focus on myself, and I strongly suggest, just a suggestion, that everyone do the same. We got more things to think about. We have bigger fish to fry. Look around. We have problems from immigration. We have a pandemic. Racism has never stopped, but the flame is just huge right now. Our education, our children's education is on the line. We ain't even gonna get started about how we get ripped off in taxes. I mean, the fact that we pay tax for something that's supposed to belong to us in the first place. There's so many other issues. Jaded politicians, pedophiles in Hollywood. I mean, we have a bigger thing to worry about than what Tiffany Haddish did with her damn head. So, I'm not sure if Tiffany Haddish would ever hear this episode. I'm not sure if she will ever listen to my podcast. I'm not sure if anyone, I don't know who listens to my podcast. It just shows me numbers, not people. What I will say is this. If by any chance she ever hears this, I, Erim Oakes Rose, from the Goddess Lounge podcast, think what you did was amazing. It was bold. It was brave. It was beautiful. And I wish you so much love, light, clarity, and peace on your journey to self. I think you look beautiful just the way you are. And more importantly, I hope that you see that you are beautiful just the way you are too. And if that means you have to take a break from social media or you have to start disabling comments, do so. Because half of the people that's making a judgment on you can't even afford to be in your tax bracket. With that being said, free yourself. Free yourself from participating and engaging in activities, conversations, and situations where you walk away feeling bad, drained, or feeling worse or even more confused than you were in the beginning. I free myself. Y'all about to see a whole new Erim Oakes Rose, and y'all gonna be like, the nerve, the audacity. Is she wearing that? Is her hair that color? I don't even know what I'm gonna do. But this for sure has ignited a flame for me to continue to be myself unapologetically. Tiffany Haddish, thank you. And you are loved and appreciated, and you keep doing what you do as a creative and as a comedian and whatever else it is you want to be in this lifetime. That also goes for anyone else listening. Seriously, y'all. We got bigger fish to fry. We got bigger problems in the world. People are actually dying. And y'all people are worried about what somebody else decided to do with their hair. That was not your place. Straight up. It wasn't your place. And in my opinion, okay, it was foul for y'all to be on some shit about it. Period. It is what it is. So, with that being said, it is Freedom Friday. I'm feeling really good. I'm in a good headspace. And I would just like to say that I free myself from it all. And I'm going to continue to grow and learn more about myself and continue to be more focused in self-observation and understanding that the process of self-love, the process of healing is not always flawless and pretty, you know? It just is what it is. The journey is what it is, and it's your journey, and you can share it and tell it how you want to. But let's stop tearing each other down. We are queens, man. Let's adjust our crowns and get our act right. Let's get this right. Let's uplift and not belittle. Because if we being honest, a lot of us have so much self-work to do that we ain't got room to talk about the next person, myself included. With that being said, that is your message on today. I love all of you. Much gratitude to all of you who have been tuning in. I have officially reached 999 total plays throughout my podcast. I'm excited about that. And let's just have a good weekend. Let's just have a good weekend. Okay? So, you guys enjoy yourself. Be safe and take care of yourself and take care of each other. It's your girl, Erim Oakes Rose, and this is today's Freedom Friday message on the Goddess Lounge podcast. Bye.